Country Club FM.
Was that too loud for your tender ears?
No, I didn't have my headphones on yet.
Oh, okay, that's good. So, you dodged a bullet there.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Bob Almanac today, Terry in for Neil, no fill-in sidekick tomorrow, so I guess we're going solo. Might utilize the old virtual Neil. You're familiar with that, right?
Oh, yes.
Virtual Neil, you know what that's...
Let's do it.
Yeah, virtual Neil.
You just can't tell the difference.
Today is Thursday, June 25th, 176th day of the year. This date, 1876...
That famous day in history, the men of the 7th Cavalry went riding on.
What am I doing here?
And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave
young man. This song?
No.
Loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to go.
Larry Byrne and his Mr. Custer. We had that 45. My mom had that 45. So I'm very familiar with it. And then decades later, I purchased a K-Tel album, Wacky Weirdos.
Oh, those were so fun.
And that song was on there as well.
They had all the great songs.
Along with the great ones, yes. They were all by the original artists. Original recordings by the original. That's why I like K-Tel so much more. There were Ronco, there were other ones, and they weren't always the original recordings.
And that was here.
Yes, right? K-Tel was based like in Minnetonka, right?
Yeah,
1876, George Custer made his last stand. Emphasis on last. Yes, it was. It was a massacre. Little Big Horn, Montana. They were greatly outnumbered by the Sioux and Cheyenne Indians. Took less than 2 hours. George Custer was not scalped, though.
He wasn't?
I did look that up. He was not, yes.
It was
a tough loss. It was 1876, this date. George Custer, who was and graduated at the bottom of his class at West Point, which is still pretty smart. Bottom of the class at West Point is probably higher than the class at Brown Institute.
Yeah.
Which I was.
My class, yeah. Mm-hmm.
4.0.
4.0 at Brown.
That was quite an accomplishment, wasn't it?
Did you ever say you went to Brown, you just don't say Institute?
That has happened. People said, oh, you went to Brown, Ivy League?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. 1973 in the news.
I began by telling the president that there was a cancer growing on the presidency, and if the cancer was not removed, the president himself would be killed by it. I also told him that it was important that this cancer be removed immediately because it was growing more deadly every day.
That was White House Counsel John Dean, this date, 1973.
I can't believe I recognized that voice.
You knew it was John Dean.
Wow.
You were big into the Watergate cover-up back in the day. The coverage, I'm sure the coverage was like all the coverage that we get now on things, because everybody was kind of really tuned into this.
Well, there were only a few stations, too, to be
honest. Yes.
You know.
John Dean admitted that U.S. President Richard Nixon knew about the Watergate cover-up and was part of the cover-up. He heard about what happened and was then trying to cover up.
Now nothing matters.
It really doesn't.
Nothing matters.
There are no consequences for anything anymore. Everybody gets accused of something or other. And subpoenaed.
Yeah.
And then either they drop the charges or nothing happens to anybody. And this is on both sides.
It's like we're watching All-Star Wrestling. Like, yeah, we have these.
We're
going to file these reports and we're going to take them to court. And
now we got to make you look bad. And now let's. There's an argument for that.
You kind of begin to wonder.
1973 is when John Dean was in front of the congressional committee. How about this date, 1977?
This is Roy C. Sullivan, who was struck by lightning 7 times. And this is the curious case of the human lightning conductor from Virginia, USA.
Roy Sullivan, this was the date. He was struck by lightning for the 7th and last time.
Well,
and he survived all 7.
Why didn't he just go in the house?
Well, he had a job. He was a park ranger. So, and not all of these, some of these were when he was at home. One was at home, And then this seventh time, he had retired as a park ranger, and he's just out fishing. Oh. And he got struck by lightning.
Have you been out fishing when that happens? Ooh, that is scary.
It's been a long time that I typically, if the weather is bad, I don't go out.
I just don't feel like it. That's the one thing that, you know.
So lightning didn't take him, but sadly a self-inflicted gunshot wound did.
What? Well, I wasn't expecting that.
No, that's a bit of a bombshell.
That was a twist.
1977, Roy Sullivan. And he's in the Guinness Book he's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most lightning struck person.
Did he ever have a good day in his life?
He must have. He kept going. He kept the same job. He stayed as a park ranger. You'd think after the second lightning strike, you go, maybe this job isn't for me. Maybe the big man upstairs is telling me I should take a desk job. Some building that has lightning rods on it. Might be a good idea. 1997, good news here in our local market here as far as hockey fans.
As we like to say in Minnesota, that hockey's back.
Robert Negley, one of the guys that brought hockey back here after the North Stars bailed and went to Dallas. Thanks, Norm Green. Robert Negley, one of the original owners of the Wild. This was the date that the NHL announced new franchises, Nashville, Atlanta, Columbus, and then, of course, here the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, 1997. The Wild would begin play in the fall of 2000, and they've had a lot of success, just not as much in the playoffs. They've been a good team. They've been above 500 and a winning team more often than they've been a losing team in their history. They just haven't been able to have any kind of playoff success past the second round or that one year early on where they got to the conference finals but lost to Anaheim. As you remember.
That North Star name, though, nothing like it.
No, that's too bad that we weren't able to hold on to
that
name.
That's too bad.
Yeah. 2009, this was a sad day.
She was the golden girl whose clean-cut beauty epitomized an era. Farrah Fawcett died today, losing a hard-fought battle with anal cancer. While we may remember her as one of Charlie's Angels or for the sexy swimsuit poster that sold millions of copies, Farrah's legacy is now much more than skin deep.
Farrah Fawcett passed away. She was 62. As you mentioned, she had cancer. And then, so we got Farrah Fawcett. We learned that earlier in the day, and then later in the day.
And we're just getting this in right now, and it's very, very sad news. Jim Moray, and to all of our viewers, both the Los Angeles Times and CBS News are both now reporting that Michael Jackson has died. Now, CNN has not confirmed that, but the LA Times and CBS News are reporting that Michael Jackson, 50 years old, the king of pop, has died. A very, very sad moment.
Yeah, he had cardiac arrest. He had a heart attack at his home, and he was in a coma, and then eventually he passed away this date, just at the age of 50. So talk about a double whammy on the same day. And, you know, Farrah's big enough loss in her stardom and how big of a star she was and a pop icon and everything. And then Michael Jackson goes later in the day.
Yeah, I was at a promo at Kowalski's. I was in their produce department. And I heard Michael Jackson, and it just kind of wiped Farrah's name right off the news.
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, right, which was unfortunate to Farrah.
Yeah.
Really.
And she, I mean, people had expected that with her because she had been documenting it, but Michael Jackson.
That was a shock.
That was
like
really
Prince.
A shock. Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
Like Prince.
Let's move on to birthdays now.
It's like thunder, lightning.
I think this is for Micah, but close enough, right?
Good song.
There's Eddie Floyd. That was a number one R&B song, Knock on Wood. Eddie Floyd here today. 99.
What?
For Eddie Floyd.
Eddie
I had to double
Floyd.
Check to make sure he was still alive, and it said he was.
Wow.
99. Amy Stewart had a fun disco version.
Yes,
of that,
that
one,
she did,
which
you're
is
right.
Really good, fast up tempo.
I didn't know her name, but yeah, I knew the song.
Yeah, so Eddie Floyd, 99. Carly Simon today.
Anticipation is making me rain.
Waiting for the ketchup to come down.
Yes. Heinz ketchup used, they used this in their commercials in the 70s.
That was so smart.
This is just so thick, you had to, you know, hit the bottom of the bottle. But Carly Simon, You're So Vain was one of her big hits.
Yep.
Is that song about Warren Beatty?
Well,
was
they
it James
say
Taylor?
It.
What was the? There were a number of
they
people.
They say Warren, but yeah. But man, did she have hits and
hits and hits and hits?
Yeah, she was so pretty, so different looking. How old is she?
83.
Ah!
83.
I refuse to believe it.
How about this guy?
Well, you know, what can I say?
Good Dynamite.
Yeah, that's it, all right. I recognize that any place. Looks just like me. Slim, black, and Dynamite!
He's really a good guy.
Jimmy Walker. You've met Jimmy Walker.
Oh, yeah. We had him on many times. He's a very good guy.
Funny. Loved him on the Good Times, although John Amos... Mm-hmm. Didn't like it. He left the show because he thought it was becoming too JJ-centric.
Seriously?
The father, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
played
that.
James Evans Sr. That's his name, right? John Amos? It's not almost. It's Amos.
I think it is. Yeah. Why? Really?
Yeah.
That's why he left?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know they wrote,
and
him,
I could
wrote
see
him out
that.
With a heart attack, right?
Right. He died. He died working in Mississippi. And that's when, of course, Florida said. What did Florida say? She dropped the punch bowl and said... Damn, damn, damn. Don't you remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I got that on my
that's right.
I got them on my button board here somewhere, but don't have time to look for it. I'm going to go.
Just like her.
I know. I could play. I could be Esther Roll in
you
real
could.
Life.
You could. She was actually really good in that role, too.
She was. Jimmy Walker today is 79. Virtual Neil, what time is it?
TV theme time.
This is Matlock. And Matlock, there have been some really good private investigators on television. Obviously, Rockford, Magnum PI, Simon & Simon. I mean, the list goes on and on. Guy from Sesame Street, Sherlock Hemlock. But the right-hand man of Matlock, Andy Griffith, was the actor Kenny Holliday. Played Tyler, the PI. He was also on Carter Country.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the Victor French show. He left Little House on the Prairie to do Carter Country.
I loved Victor French.
That's how he got Merlin Olsen, though. So I guess it was a good thing. Nice trade-off there. But yeah. Carter Country did not fare too well. And then eventually you saw Mr. Edwards make his return to Walnut Grove in the Prairie. But Kenny Holliday, happy birthday today, 77. How about this song? Yacht Rock.
He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
One of the three lead singers for Toto.
Gotta take the life.
And this guy wrote this song. He wrote Rosanna, a number of other their big hits. Hold the Line. But it's him, Bobby Kimball, and Steve Lukather are the kind of three singers. David Page. He is 72 today. Funny man, Ricky Gervais.
Lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. Baby Yoda. Oh, that's Joe Pesci, sorry.
That's from that Golden Globes. Have you watched that?
Up the
crowd. Oh, my God. Every now and then when I need a laugh and I need to remember how the Hollywood elite really are, I watch that.
He's so good.
It is so good. It's so funny. And the reactions
I know.
Of the Hollywood elite.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, he's so good.
Ricky Gervais. And he has a show. Of course, he started the whole Office thing. Afterlife. It was on Netflix.
Was it good?
So good.
Really? I'll have
so
to look
good.
It up. Huh.
So good. It's called Afterlife. Speaking of The Office.
You have your cats on nanny cam.
Yeah. I mean, I usually try to take leave when I get a new cat, but I'm out of vacation days. And this company still doesn't recognize cat maternity. I mean, somebody has a kid, oh sure, take off a year.
She's right, I had my second kid just for the vacation.
Right. Anyway.
She was Angela. She saw something in Dwight, which I didn't get. But Angela from The Office, her real name is Angela Kinsey, cat mom, 55 today.
Wow. That was a good show.
And now here's Terry.
These famous people would have celebrated birthdays today.
Provided by Neil Staff, remember?
Yes, provide. Thank you to Neil Staff.
Yes.
Actress June Lockhart, born in 1925.
You know,
she started several TV shows, including Lassie, Lost in Space, other credits, Zombie Hamlet, and Wesley. I don't know.
She just passed away because she was in the living birthdays last year. She made it to 100.
Oh, wow.
And she just passed away in the last year. I don't know the exact date. But when you think about TV moms, you give a lot of credit to Barbara Billingsley,
yeah.
Florence Henderson,
yeah.
You know, Marge Simpson. But you forget about June Lockhart. Great mother on both Lassie and Lost in Space, right?
Yep. And Marion, what was her name? And she was
Marion Ross.
Marion Ross, yeah.
From Austin, Minnesota.
Yep.
All right.
Author George Orwell, born in 1903. He penned such classics as Animal Farm and 1984. Very chilling.
For obvious reasons, I don't think they're reading that in school anymore.
Yeah, I know. Isn't they really should be.
Yes.
Get those back out.
Yeah, get them back out. Fire them up. Although they made a movie out of Animal Farm, but they kind of basically buried the actual meaning of the book by George Orwell.
Oh, did they?
No
I
surprise.
Didn't see it. Yeah. Singer Harold Melvin, born in 1939.
What do you think of that? Smooth.
Beautiful.
Rhythm and
Blues. For Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
All the things that we've been
I sing that every night. TV personality Phyllis George, born in 1949.
I think it's a bit nippy out, actually. We should go in for a spot of tea, don't you all? We have a lovely mobile unit to go into today to watch the game. All the tailgaters out in the parking lot are coming in now, getting ready for the game. And I talked to Tex Schramm last night, and he told me that the Cowboys are looking good, feeling good, and raring to go.
There you go again, talking about the Cowboys. Can't forget the Minnesota Vikings are in this game, too. And as a matter of fact,
that is from the pregame show, the famous push-off.
Wow.
By Drew Pearson, Vikings Cowboys Met Stadium on the NFL Today for the former Miss America.
What year?
Obviously,
was that?
She didn't like the Vikings. She was pro Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
75.
Everybody was pro Cowboys.
Yeah, they were. America's team.
Yep. She was Miss America back in 1971. I didn't even know she was dead, but yes, she is. Grammy Award winning singer George Michael, born in 1963.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I can work it hard. Like his work better when he was with Andrew Ridgely and Wham, or when he went solo?
I really liked Wham. George Michael, his solo was a little sad for me.
Yeah, got
kind
a little edgy.
Adele-ish. Yeah. I'm more of a happy person.
Makes total sense, and now we know a lot about you, Terry.
Well, thanks.
And now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon? Are you going to stick around for it, too, and
sure.
Maybe request a song or something?
I would love to.
It's brought to us by Logan Companies. Logan Companies Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. And Ramsey brings you this Bobathon. Waylon Jennings, Wrong. Brad Paisley, American Saturday Night. Or Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh.
3 seconds.
Okay, I'll go Shania.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KVGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis St. Paul, Total Country, Bob FM, broadcasting live from the Barnhouse Exterior Studios. Damage from recent storms? Go to Barnhouse Exterior.